Hey gang, Bill Strom here with you. Today we're going to be talking about finding your true north when you're burned out and you want out. I don't know how many of you are feeling that way, but I know that there are millions of people in our country who have gone down a career path or doing something that they just are not enjoying, and they're really dreading just getting up every day to do the same thing over and over and over again. It's like this endless loop that you just can't seem to escape. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Hopefully I'm going to be able to share some things with you that I've done in my life. 26 years ago, I quit my corporate job to become the CEO of my own life. And I did it in kind of a crazy way. That's a little bit of a longer story. But I did it, and I'll tell you, I've never looked back, and it was the best decision that I ever made. So hopefully, some of the things that I'll share with you today maybe will inspire you to go after something to be able to take a look at what you're doing with your life right now. Maybe it's a wake-up call, and maybe it's something that will get you to take a look at taking some action towards moving in a direction so you can live your best life. Okay. So I always thought that our education system here in the United States was an absolute mess. Probably not just in the States, but probably everywhere. But basically, what it does is it forces us at a very young age, right? When we don't have any life experience yet, and they're telling you, listen, if you just study hard and get good grades, everything is going to be fine. But you need to start making some decisions, right, Bill? You need to start making some decisions about what you want to do with your life. So I'm thinking to myself back when I'm in high school, how in the world would I know what I want to do exactly with my life when I haven't had any experience yet? I haven't tried anything. How in the world would I possibly know that? They're like, well, you'll figure all of that out, kind of along the way. So I kind of went with a process and finished high school and then went on to go to go to college. And what happened there was, to my big surprise, is when I got to college, I started looking at all the different courses and all the things that I was actually interested in, maybe something I might want to explore. And then I went down to the admissions, right? Or when they had open admissions to, or open registration, sorry, to go down and choose the courses that I was actually interested in. They said, oh no, sorry, Bill, those are closed, right? Those were taken by all the seniors. They get first dibs on these things. So now you're stuck with what's left. So what was left? More of the same. It was just so frustrating, right? Oh, how am I supposed to get excited about my first year in college when I have to take writing 101 and math 101? Didn't I just do that in high school? I mean, it was pretty much the same thing. So it got very, very frustrating. So anyway, that was my big rant, right, about how our education is set up. And it's funny because they never really ever sit down and talk with you to say, hey, what are you interested in? What's your burning passion? What kind of unique gifts and talents that you have that you can bring to the world? Have you ever thought about taking those things and actually creating a business around those things instead of just taking the same path that everyone else is taking? No, they don't, right? It's like going through a processing mill, right? They just next, right? Okay, you graduated. We got our state funding and our grants, so we're good to go. Let's just keep moving them through. That's kind of how it felt to me. So anyway, I wanted to share this story with you because I thought this was so great, and I'm actually very proud of him. So my son-in-law, Darren, he started out in the traditional path, right? Moving towards a career that he thought that he wanted, and he was heading towards becoming an attorney. Okay, so literally he was all the way to his third year of law, his last year in law school, and he came to me one day and he said, "Hey," he said, "can I talk to you a minute?" I said, "Sure." He said, "Would it be weird to you if I said I don't think I really want to be an attorney?" And I said, "Well, no, it doesn't sound weird at all. But tell me more, right? Tell me a little bit more." And he said, "Well, I didn't really know what I wanted. But my father was an attorney, so I just assumed that, maybe I should be an attorney. But now that I'm into the actual education behind becoming an attorney, and I've actually done some internship, I've realized this is not the kind of life that I actually want for myself. I mean, I will literally have no freedom. And to be honest," he goes, "I like your lifestyle. I like the way you do things, right?" And it made me laugh because basically what he was gathering was he says, you know, you're able to go get coffee with your wife every day. You're always able to be there for your kids. And I said, well, that was intentional, Darren, right? That was something that I intentionally did because that was a very high priority value to me. And he said, well, you know, based on my experience so far, that just wouldn't be possible. And I want the kind of lifestyle that you have. That's really important to me. So of course I'm thinking to myself, okay, he's saying all the right things to me, right? Because he's going to put family first. He's going to put my daughter first and obviously their future children first. So that became a really, really important, really, really important thing. And I'm so glad that he did that because he realized who he was and what he really wanted early on. So he didn't get caught in the trap. Because here's what happens when you actually get caught in the trap. Now you get stuck in this job and now you start to show up the job because that's security, right? You get a paycheck, you get your benefits, you get your health insurance, you get all those things. But that's what ends up keeping people bound, right? They stay in a career that they don't like, that they have no passion for. And sometimes it's something that's not even what they're good at, right? If you've ever taken a DISC personality profile test, it very, very quickly tells you what kind of careers or what kind of businesses would be best for you. And sometimes you get thrown into a business that is just not good for you, right? But by the time you get there, you're so invested in your decision that you feel like, well, you know, it's too late for me. I'm already well into this. How am I ever supposed to get out of this? You know, I've got responsibilities, Bill. I've got bills to pay and things like that, okay? So it was kind of funny because I'm a very difficult person to talk to when it comes to that, because literally back in 1998, my wife was pregnant, right, with our first child, Sam, who is now now 26 years old and married to my son-in-law, Darren, that I just talked to you about. And my wife had to stop working because she was 9 months pregnant, and I was the sole income earner of the house, right? So here I am in this job, and any normal person would say, well, Bill, you're kind of stuck now, right? You've got a family that you're going to have to take care of. You're just going to have to just, you know, deal with it, right? But my brain didn't really think like that, because my brain started thinking about my current life conditions that I was experiencing. And I said to myself, man, if I don't do something about this now, it's never going to happen. And if I want to be the kind of dad that's going to be there for my kids, where I don't miss any games and I don't miss any activities and I don't miss any concerts, I don't miss anything that has to do with my kids, I'm going to have to do something with it. So that was enough pain. That gave me enough leverage to where I made a move to take a risk. And I won't say that it was a crazy risk. I'll say that it was an educated risk, because I knew that I would study. I would study like crazy. I had the capacity to learn. I just needed to figure out what it is that I needed to learn. Then I needed to make sure that I had the right support, right? Obviously, I had to have my wife backing me to say, yes, you can do this. Let's make this happen. And then I had to find the right mentor. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. But here's the thing. Only you know what living your best life looks like. No one else can define it for you. It's something that's burning inside of you. And even your own family, even your own parents, even your own spouse, they know you, but they don't know you. They don't know you to your deepest core level. So they'll give you advice and they'll give you things that they might think. And while those things might be good for them, it doesn't mean that at your core, they're necessarily good for you. So only you know what living your best life is. So when I'm working with a new client that's thinking about career change or possibly starting their own business, I ask them a few simple questions. So the first thing I ask them is, hey, you know, what are your gifts and talents? What are you great at, right? What are you naturally drawn to? And what brings you joy and just feels absolutely effortless when you're doing it? Another way I could say it is this: what could you passionately talk about for hours, right, with no preparation? So if I was on stage speaking to an audience and I called you up and I said, hey, Sarah, come on up on stage and tell me about what you're passionate about. What is that thing that you could just immediately, you wouldn't have to prep, you wouldn't have to put together any slides, you could just talk to me about what you're so excited about, okay? So if you can answer these questions, right, that will guide you towards the kind of career that you should pursue or the kind of business that you start. So now here's the thing where what you need to understand next. The next thing you need to understand is what Tony Robbins calls the three pillars of progress. So before you can make the move, you have to make sure that what you do upstairs, the work that you put between your own two ears, it comes first, right? Because if you don't have the mindset, if you don't have the confidence, you don't have the clarity around what it is that you really want, you're never going to be able to make that happen. So the first pillar is you got to know what you want, and you have to know what you don't want, okay? And the what you don't want is even more important than what you do want. When I was younger, I used to think about all of the things that I wanted to that I wanted to get or have or provide for my family. But now that I'm in my 50s, now what I start to think about more is what I don't want. What are all the things that make me frustrated or make me anxious or don't really serve me anymore, don't give me any value? And once you make a list of all the things you don't want, it becomes very, very clear what you really, truly do want. And I'm talking about what you want in your core. What truly is fulfilling to you? What really makes you happy? That's what we're looking for there, okay? Then number two, you got to get the right tools and strategies, but more importantly, you have to find someone to model, right? Find somebody who's already achieved the result that you want, that's of good character, right? So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. That's why it is an absolute must. I've always sought out coaches and mentors and things like that that have achieved the next level of where I'm trying to go, because I'm smart enough to know that I'm not smart enough to come up with it on my own. It's much easier to be able to find somebody who's already done it and just model what they're doing. And then last, you really have to resolve any internal conflicts that you have, right? I've invested thousands of dollars in my education. And you may say, well, you know, Bill, I've done that too. I've invested so much money in my education. How do I throw that away? Well, my answer to that is this, right? Is it really throwing it away? Or is it something that you've done, you've paid the price to figure out what it is that you don't want? Remember, we go back to the first pillar. Now we figured out exactly what it is that we actually don't want, and we're moving closer to our true authentic self. Maybe it's this. Maybe you might be saying you have an internal conflict that says, hey, I want the freedom of owning my own business, just like you, Bill. That's what I want, right? Like my son-in-law, you know, that's what I want. But I don't want to risk failing. I don't want to risk being judged by anybody. I don't want anybody to tell you I told you so, right? So there's an internal conflict there. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want the freedom, I want the reward, but I don't want to take the calculated or educated risk, right? They come with each other. Just like dark, you know, the darkness needs light. You know, small needs tall. I mean, everything has an opposite, and you have to be able to embrace both of those things. Or you might even have an internal conflict that says, you know what, I'm just not smart enough. You know, that guy over there or that gal over there, they're super smart. You know, they're so well educated. And every time I hear them speak, I you know, I feel like I'm not even comfortable in the same room as them. They're so smart, right? So you can't have that conflict that says, I want to do great things, but I don't have the raw tools. I will tell you this. You have everything that you need. Your God-given gifts and talents that you've been given are yours and yours alone. You have everything that you could possibly need already built in to your DNA. God gave you that, and you are ready to roll. You just have to embrace that and make that happen. So here's the thing. The next 10 years is going to pass, right? Regardless of whether you choose to continue to do what you're doing, or if you choose to take the leap of faith to become the CEO of your own life, like I did 26 years ago. And that may be just changing careers into something else that's more suited to you, or it may be taking the big leap of faith like I did and creating your own business. You know, whatever that means is up to you, okay? But here's the thing. I've been doing this for 26 years. You don't survive and thrive this long by accident, right? So I've kind of taken all the arrows in the back. I already kind of know what works and what doesn't work. So if this is something that you're thinking about, I would be happy to have a friendly conversation with you, a friendly 15-minute conversation or so. And we can talk about some of those different things. Again, the worst thing you can do is just to try to go at it alone and take lumps that are, you know, the bumps and bruises that are completely unnecessary. So I'm going to give you a couple of ways that you can do this. But in the end, I kind of want to conclude with this. Over the years, I've refined a lot of these things to where I've created a system around them and really simplified the process, literally simplified it down to 6 steps. And one of the things that I know with a business plan is if the business plan that you create is too difficult, right? If you can't write that business plan out on a napkin, if we're sitting at a table having a cup of coffee together, And I can't sketch out, or you can't sketch out, a business plan on a napkin and make it seem simple enough for me to understand. It is too darn complicated. So the blueprint that I put together is super, super easy. And you can check it out in a couple of different ways. One, I have a 7-hour crash course on how to build an online business around something that you're passionate about, or around your skilled expertise or knowledge. And you can get access to that absolutely free. All you have to do is go to my website. It's BillStorm.com, and you'll see a link at the top that says free course. And all you have to do is click on it. You put your email in there, and it'll give you instant access into the member area where you'll be able to find the content. There's video content of me teaching in there, along with free downloads of the worksheets that I referenced during that course. So you're certainly welcome to do that. And other than that, if you want to have an actual conversation with me, that's even better. And again, you can go to my website, BillStorm.com, and very easily you'll be able to find a way to reach out and contact with me. You'll just click the link that says book a call, and that will take you to basically my Calendly link, where we'll set up a 15-minute Zoom call or so, and you can just kind of talk to me about where you're at, so I can see if and how I can help. So that's all for today. Folks, have an amazing day, and look forward to seeing you all soon.